This week, we're going off one of your recommendations, The Drifter by Powerhoof.
Yeah, that's it. I stumbled across it on the YouTubes by the YouTuber Pushing Up Roses, and I was like, yep, we've got to look at this one because it's Australian. So break it down for us. What's it about?
So you play this game as a homeless man, a drifter, if you will, returning home after running away from tragedy for the first time in 5 years. Very quickly, you find out a mysterious organization is disappearing the homeless. And when they eventually get to you, you discover you have the ability to turn back time, but only when you die.
Ooh, oh, wow.
This one gets pretty intense and rough. So probably not for the kids, but everyone else should be fine.
Yeah, for more the mature gamer, I guess, or mature aged gamer.
Exactly. And the gameplay style leans into that as well, because it's a old-fashioned classic click and collect or point-and-click adventure. So you've got a lot of running around, collecting and combining items, using said items at the right time in the right place to solve said puzzles. It's just a classic.
Yeah, the old point-and-click, you know, you got Monkey Island and there's another one, Thimbleweed Park. I remember playing that ages ago. So it's got a bit of a similar art style with the pixels happening and everything, doesn't it?
Exactly. Like the style and art and gameplay all match each other perfectly. It's beautiful pixel art and a beautiful dark synth wavy soundtrack as well.
Yeah, we love the synth wave here. Like it's just there's something about it that hits differently. I don't know about you. But like, yeah, if you just zone out and just have Nightcall or whatever on in the background.
It is like the perfect video game music.
Yeah, it's top tier. But we talked about the looks and the aesthetics and the sounds, but how does it play, Adam?
So like I said, it's point and click, so just collecting, combining items. But with the whole dying and turning back time aspect, it brings a really interesting turn to things, because you get second goes at hitting things at the right time. And yeah, that can be either avoiding death or just knowing the answers to questions before people answer them. So they think you're in on something, but you're really not. Yeah, it gets real interesting.
Yeah. What would you do if you could turn back time?
If I could turn back time, I'd probably steal a lot of music, yeah.
do elaborate. Are we talking about you're going to be like, oh, I now know The Weeknd's music catalog and I made it?
Yeah, my music catalog. It's Yesterday all over again, except those people still exist.
Yeah, good shout out there. Not bad at all. So back to the game now. So tell us about the development team behind this one.
Yeah, so Powerhoof is a two-man independent game studio out of Melbourne. While they both tinker in all aspects of game development, Barney Cumming is the preeminent artist and animator, while Dave Lloyd's background is in programming.
Yeah, so quite a team there then.
Yeah, it's pretty much everything you need in a video game.
Yeah, everything you need, including the ability to turn back time in The Drifter.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But where can we get our hands on this if we want to play it, though?
So this one's an odd one from this show, because I like to tell people about games you can get anywhere. But this one's only on like PC, Linux, and Mac. But fortunately enough, because of the game style, you can play it on pretty much anything. So if you have an old office laptop lying around or something like that, you can still get your hands on this one.
Yeah, and very thorough for mentioning Linux there, because I'm sure there's some guy out there that's very pleased that you gave it a shout-out. So just like, PC, man.
Yeah, that one guy.
Yeah, that one guy. Bless you, that one guy. But do you have a song to take us out for this one from the game?
Yeah, so I've got the aptly titled The Drifter by fellow Melbourneites Mitchell Pasmans and Lewis Meyer.
Awesome. Thank you so much for telling us about The Drifter. It sounds like a great game, and I might have to check it out myself on the PC.
Yeah, you definitely should.
Yeah, probably not in Lilacs. Sorry, guy. Thanks, Adam. That was great, and that was another awesome edition of Level Up Down Under, where we talk all things Australian video games and highlighting some of the amazing work that we do. And speaking of amazing work, I'm now going to play a track from The Drifter. It is simply called The Drifter. You're here with Cody. and this is The Daily.